Okay, so welcome back to our second session.
好，我们现在开始今天课堂的下半段。
Just a quick review as well with, I think we should do the three phases of the Christian life. This sort of follows on from the chart we just did before the break about their good decisions.
好，我们现在要谈的是基督徒生命的三个阶段。
And it's just a quick review. Remember that there's three, like, sort of main phases. One is your salvation, the other is your spiritual life, and then you have eternal life.
这三个阶段呢，第一阶段就是得救的阶段，然后第二个是属灵生活阶段，第三个是进入永生的阶段。
The important thing about this chart and the way that the Colonel would teach us is that it helps us to understand this decision that we make to believe in Jesus Christ, which only takes like 0.7 of a second. That is your salvation. That gives you your salvation.
而这个第一阶段呢，这个得救阶段呢，其实就是一个大概持续只有 0.7 秒左右，就是一个人他来决定一件事情，大概就一秒的时间都不用的状况下。你就决定了你要不要单单相信耶稣基督。
Yeah, and remember, he uses the 0.7 of a second because when they were training pilots in World War II, they said that's about the reaction time that you have. If you're flying your fighter plane towards the enemy, you have to make a decision. Is that the enemy or is it a friend? And so you've got 0.7 of a second.
而这个 0.7 秒的这个数字呢，其实是来自上校牧师，他当年是一个这个飞行员，是空军的飞行员，在战斗机上面啊，在打仗的时候，你几乎啊常常要分辨前面或左边哪里来的这个一个另外一个敌机，你要大概只有 0.7 秒的时间要判断它是敌还是友。
And I don't know exactly how they came up with this number, but obviously they had guys doing research about this. They were spending a lot of money to develop their fighters and the best pilots that they could. So they probably spent a lot of time researching this, and that's how they came up with that number.
这个数字可能还是经过很正式的这个科学研究，花了很多钱才把这个数字给找出来的。
But the important thing is it helps us to understand that when you make a decision, it's a very short process in the mind.But it's the end result of a lot of thinking often as well.
所以我们也理解，就是说，当我们的头脑去下一个决定的时候，虽然很多事情都发生在我们头中，但是我们真的那个决定下下去是一个非常非常短的时间。
Yeah, like the decision to get married, for example, that's a very important decision. And some people might think about getting married to someone, but they think about it and they try to get information, they talk to the person, they could spend a month or 2 months or even years. Some people spend years getting to know each other. And then one day they decide, they make a decision, let's get married.
就好像我们讲说两个人决定结婚哦，他们可能花了好几个月，甚至好几年的交往。但是这些交往的过程中，到什么时候，不管是长的时间的交往或短的时间的交往，他们真正下决定要结婚的那一刻，其实是一个很短暂的时间。
Believing in Jesus Christ can be the same thing for some people, including myself. It took a long time to come to that decision. So I had to get lots of information, and then eventually I made a decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
像我们的自己信主的经验呢，大概已经信主的人都明白哈，就是包括 Tim 他也是花了很多年去观察、去研究哈，然后去参与，才决到了一个时候，哎，他突然决定要信主。
But ultimately, I had all the information in my soul, and then the Holy Spirit asked me, said, "Well, do you think that the information is true?" And I remember that decision I made. I've told you in the past, I was riding on my little motor scooter, and I made this decision. That was my moment of salvation.
那这些这么多年的一个学习，去了解这个信仰，可能让我们在我们的魂里面呢，就是接受了非常非常多的知识和资讯。但是呢，真正决定就是这个，我们成为愿意成为基督徒，有一个属于灵光乍现的那一个时间下定那个决定。对 Tim 来讲，就是他有一天骑着摩托车在路上行进的中间，就突然他的灵光乍现，就说：“对，我相信。”
So what you also have to realize, that moment of salvation, it's not just the time that you're saved, but this is also the beginning of your spiritual life. This is where the spiritual life begins.
而那个所谓灵光乍现的那一刻呢，就是我们进入第二个阶段属灵生活的开始。
See, religious people say that salvation is the end result of trying to live the spiritual life. See, if you're religious and you're trying to do all these works and you're trying to do this, it's like you live the spiritual life in order that you might get salvation at the end of it.
有一些人哈，他们错以为呢，属灵生活呢是，应该是说，你因为你属灵生活里面做了很多很多好的事工，最终你才得救。
In the park the other day, I was riding a bicycle in the park along the river, and I met a couple of Mormon guys. And we had a chat for quite a long time. You know the Mormons?
In Taipei?
Yeah, in Taipei.
就像最近这个听在台北，他在骑那个脚踏车在这河边骑脚踏车的时候呢，还碰到几个摩门教的教徒。
I learned a lesson the last month when I was in Thailand. We had neighbors who were Jehovah's Witnesses, slightly different from Mormons. And I tried to have a conversation with them and I failed because I basically said to the guy he was stupid and they got really angry with me about that. So I failed. But when I met the Mormons yesterday, I said I'll be very patient with them. And so we had a good long conversation.
那个听他说他在一个月前在泰国呢碰到几个那个耶和华见证人的信徒，然后他就跟他们谈一谈之后呢，他就骂对方说他们很愚蠢，所以那个对方就非常的生气，所以他们就没有一个很好的对话。所以这一次呢，听碰到这些摩门教的人，他就很有耐心的决定要做一个有耐心的基督徒，所以跟他们有了一个比较长的一个对话。
But one thing that the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and like every other cult or religion have in common is that they're trying to work for their salvation.
那这个耶和华见证人或者是摩门教的人呢，他们都有一个共通点哦，就是很多的所谓的异教或者说邪教啊，他们会有的一个问题，就是他们其实都不太相信信了耶稣基督就得救恩。
Yeah, and this is not the attitude that Christians should have. Yeah, if you're thinking you're working for your salvation, it probably means you're not saved.
他们呢都是认为他们必须要经由事工的努力，最终才会得到一个审判，说，哎，你可不可以得到永生？可不可以得到？你可不可以真正得救？那这种态度就不应该是一个基督徒所有的。
Yeah, part of the Mormon doctrine, you know, just talking to these guys, what they were sort of teaching me as well, so I was learning from them. But part of their doctrine was that every day they have to repent. And we think of, you know, repent, like repent of your sins. That you've got to say to God, be very sincere, I will try to stop my sins and I will try to be more like Jesus. And this is part of their process. Every day they have to do this. But they were not sure of their salvation. So this repentance became a very important thing for them. But they have to do it every morning and they did it every evening. Because they were scared that if they died during the daytime, maybe they didn't repent, and then they couldn't go to heaven.
对，像摩门教来讲呢，他们非常害怕他们自己死的时候是还是一个不洁净、有罪的状态，所以他们每天早上、晚上，这有时间就要去认罪悔改啊。所以他们的整个状况都是在一个紧张、害怕自己有罪是污染的状况。
I said to them, what if you forget one morning to repent of your sins and you forget to like tell your sins to God, like a rebound for them? And you know, you just forget about God for a day. And what happens if you die? Where do you go?
那所以那个因为他们为什么这么密集的要认罪呢？因为他们其实很害怕，突然他中间下午走，早上没认罪就要下午就死了的话，他就带着罪，那怎么办？那所以听就问他们说，那如果你真的有一天忘了认罪，那你就死了，那你会去哪？
And they said, well, look, God will look at your heart, and he sees if you're sincere, if you've been sincere about trying to follow God and follow Jesus, then God will probably let you into heaven. He said, like, probably let you into heaven.
那他们就讲说呢，那个神呢是会检视我们的心，如果我们够敬虔，那神就会让你得到永生。
Now he's thinking from human viewpoint.
所以他的思维是从人的角度。
Yeah, and actually, you know, from religion, we know that religion is very evil. And when you look at the background of the Mormon religion, there was angels involved as well. So probably demon and angels were involved in the development of the Mormon religion.
我们要知道哈，就是所谓的宗教是非常邪恶的，因为这个很可能都有一些所谓堕落天使啊，在里面 促成的。
But he didn't talk anything about the divine righteousness which comes from God, or he didn't talk about anything about God giving you eternal life in Jesus Christ.
But did you tell them?
I did, yeah, eventually. But I was listening to them first and pretending I didn't know anything.
But then what happened?
Well, these people are very religious. And one of the guys seemed quite interested, so I gave him a card. And maybe he'll think about it. But one guy was very, very rigid.
So the first one may get criticized.
Yes.
听他后来是有对他们也有讲解这个神圣的公义，就是神的公义啦，因为他们完全不了解你相信耶稣基督之后你就会得到来自神完整的公义这件事。 So they do admit Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not God. See, they will say he's the God made Jesus Christ. They don't think Jesus Christ is God.
But that means Jesus is not his son.
No, not really. But they call him the Son of God, but he's, you know, they think that God the Father made God the Son.
What does that mean? Like, what type of made? It's like making
like Adam. He made man, yeah, like he made Adam, yeah, or made the angels.
But do they believe Virgin Mary?
Yes, I think they do, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what you
said. Okay, so the Mormons are just like any other religion. See, they're working for their salvation, and they think maybe at the end they can gain their salvation.
所以呢，摩门教也跟所有的宗教，其他的宗教一样，就是他们都认为他们是要经由努力来获得这个救恩。
Okay, but the Christian life is you're saved, your salvation comes first, and then your spiritual life can develop. Because now that you're saved, you're a child of God, and God gives you all the assets, the spiritual resources you need to develop your relationship with God.
所以呢，我们的基督徒应该是要理解，就是我们因为承认了耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们就得救，然后我们就进入可以有成长的属灵生活。那这个属灵生活中间呢，神是会给我们各种的资源来帮助我们属灵生命的成长。
So as Christians, we never have to worry about our salvation.
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，我们应该永远不需要去犹豫哈，或者是担心我们到底有没有得救。
Yeah, really, what our concern is to grow spiritually in order that we can get we call the escrow blessings, or to get the blessings from God, which glorify God. That becomes our purpose.
所以我们呢，进入属灵生活，就是得救后进入属灵生活，我们就应该是要去考量的是说，我们是不是能够在属灵的生命上成长，有然后长成很多圣灵的酒果，然后因此而能够荣耀神。
Okay, now we'll move back through the slideshow here. Now we've talked about God's system a little bit. I'm going to be jumping between God's system and Satan's system.
好，我们现在要开始谈这个基督教的品格。那这个话题呢，我们现在要把它从这个所谓属神的计划跟属撒旦计划之间，我们会来来回回的谈。
Okay, so you know, I'm emphasizing the fact that we have these two systems. If you do God's way, God's system, that protects your soul and you glorify God. But if you don't know God's system, you have no option. You're going to be following Satan's system.
就是如果呢，我们是在神的系统跟撒旦的系统中间，如果我们选择了神的系统，我们就会去做神的计划，就是走入神的计划，神应许的美好计划里，我们就是会荣耀神。但只要我们不去走神的计划，不在神的系统中，我们就是已经是选择了撒旦的系统。不要误以为说你没有选神的系统，你也可以不选撒旦系统，那是不可能的。只要你没有选神的系统，你就是在撒旦的系统。
We should read from the slide, actually. So it says here, to overcome the deceit of Satan's system, you have to learn about the plan of God for your life.
所以呢，我们为了要克服撒旦系统的欺骗，我们必须要了解神对我们生命的计划。
The study is designed to place in perspective so that you can see clearly the simple and sometimes complex facts about the plan of God.The principles of Bible doctrine presented in the study will bring together the information you need to be a winner.
而这样的这个了解，就我们要了解说，我们必须要了解神的上帝的计划。所以有关上帝的计划，有的时候是简单，有的时候是复杂的状况。 这会让我们研究圣经教义的原则汇集成为我们能够得胜的一些理由，就是我们要了解神的话语，就是我们现在在读圣经，就是要了解怎么样能够去分辨这两个计划的差别，就两个系统，撒旦系统跟上帝系统的差别。那个讯息，属于神的系统的讯息，就是让我们可以成为得胜者。
Now we do have this term, we talk about winner believers and loser believers, and some people don't like to hear that because they like to, you know, think everyone's a winner. But in God's plan, we do. We have winners and we have losers.
而我们也要知道，就是说，在于神的计划里面，我们如果没有得胜，就叫做失败者。大家很多人不愿意接受这个说法，然后没得胜就没得胜，怎为什么要说我是失败者？但事实上就是，你没有得胜，你就是失败了。
This is actually something that we've seen happen in society. We've seen that the influence of Satan, in Western society, and I guess even in Asian society, where, you know, we grew up at school, and if you got first place, second place, third place, people would clap, oh, you got the first prize, and here's the medal. But nowadays, it's like, well, we don't want people, we don't want little children at school. You know, you can't have them losing because they'll feel bad and they'll feel angry and everybody will laugh at them or something like that. So they try to make everybody equal.
在过去读书的时候，可能大家都理解说，哦，今天有个比赛，有个小朋友得胜了，他就得到了一个所谓金牌啊，他就是赢家。然后呢，其他就没有。可是不晓得从几何时啊，现在的学校里面，为了教育的一个小孩子，不要让他们有这种太大的竞争感，所以呢，就让孩子们有第一名、第二名。第三名可能五十个，就说他会让大家通通有奖，让他们小孩子不觉得自己没有得胜。
Yeah, so they just give everybody a, what they call a participation prize or a present or a consolation prize or something.
所以呢，就是有的时候就会有什么参加奖，或者是什么佳作奖等等的，就变成大家都有奖。
Because they're scared of hurting the child's feelings.
因为他们不愿意去伤害孩子的感觉。
And then the child grows up not learning about reality of life.
所以孩子长大以后呢，他就根本不了解现实真实的世界，现实的生活是怎么样的。
The concept of winners and losers is a biblical concept.
我们要理解这个所谓得胜者跟失败者的概念，其实就是一个圣经的概念。
And I'm not talking about the unbelievers, I'm talking about believers. There was a concept of winners and losers for the believers, people that are already saved.
我们现在不是在谈那些没有得救的人。
Even the loser believer goes to heaven. See, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you lose, you fail in your spiritual life, but you still have that victory, you go to heaven, but you don't get the rewards.
我们要了解啊，我们现在不是在谈那些非基督徒，我们不是在谈那些不信的人，我们现在谈的是已经相信耶稣基督的，都是我们都是基督徒的这个状况。那基督徒里面我们必须要弄清楚，就是有得胜者跟失败的人。好，那但是呢，即使是在基督徒里面的失败者，他一样会上天堂。
We have a word, and it happens a lot in Revelation chapter 2. This is Nikeo, N-I-K-E-O, which means to win.
好，我们在那个启示录第二章里面出现很多次这个字哈，就是第一个字叫 Nikeo。
And Nikkei would be the noun, so that means the winner. But there's different forms of it in the Greek, but the root word is we say Nike, the Nike shoes, right? It's the Nike, we talk about the Nike believers, the winner believers.
好，就像 Nike, N-I-K-E, Nike 呢，就是 Nikeo 的这个，从 Nikeo 这个字来的。那 Nikeo 就是 to win, 就是动词的得胜。然后另外是 Nike 就是Winner, 就是得胜者。
Yeah. So like in Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3, it talks about the winner believer. They often translate as the one who overcame or the one who had victory.
在这个启示录的二章三章里面用到这个所谓得胜者的都是得到了胜利。
Yeah, and these are the ones that get like you have the crown of life or the crown of righteousness or you get awarded a certain kingdom. When Jesus Christ comes back, you know, we have these kingdoms and these leadership roles.
这些得胜者呢， 一般来讲就会得到生命的桂冠啊，以及这个公义的桂冠。那甚至呢，就是当耶稣再来的时候呢，这些得胜者会成为好像一个地区的管理者。
Yeah, and we have a picture of this also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. When we talk about the Bema throne, remember the evaluation throne that takes place in heaven, and all your works will be burnt. And if it's good works, that comes out as gold and silver and precious stones. And if you've done useless works, this will be wood and the hay and the stubble.
在这个哥林多前书第三章里面就讲到说，当基督徒哈，最后这个到了天上的时候呢，是会有一个所谓的这个考核
，evaluation，
考核还是
？It's like a prize giving, actually. It's a prize giving thing.
就好像一个，是用考核吧？我记得好像有另外一个动词，就是评估、审查，会有一个审查会啊，就是所有的基督徒会。他的所有在人世间所做的事都会被好像被火这样烧过，然后呢如果是好事就会变成像钻石宝石一样留下来，其他的全部都烧光光了，坏事就会变成像那种乱七八糟的灰烬。
So some people are losers. They're not going to get any prizes. They get their salvation, they go to heaven, they're going to be perfectly happy, but they don't get the rewards.
所以呢，对于所有基督徒来讲，他怎么样都去了天堂，大家都可以很开心的过日子。好，但是如果到了这个所谓评估会议里面呢，我们所有在人世间的所有的事迹全部都被烧了以后，就会看到你到底有没有值得神来给你加冕，给你一个很棒的桂冠。
And they actually failed in their spiritual life. They failed in their life. They didn't fulfill God's purpose.
但是如果呢，你作为一个基督徒在人世间没有去完成神所给你的任何的目的、目标、神给你的计划的话，那你就是失败者。
Some of these people may have been very successful in their life on earth, maybe as a business person or as a family man, an artist or an entertainer or whatever business they were in.They may have been very successful, maybe very famous even, or even just they accomplished everything they wanted to do, but they didn't complete the spiritual life. They're losers.
所以呢，也有一些人呢，我们当然谈的还是基督徒了，他其实在人世间是非常成功的，也许生意非常兴隆，赚很多钱，也有可能朋友很多，就是他整个看起来都是很棒的一个人生，从世界的标准来看。可是呢，却没有在属灵生命上结出任何的果子。那这样的话，对神而言，他也是人世间的这一辈子也是失败的。
I often think about this concept of invisible heroes, and these are the people that nobody knew about. We have the example of the very old woman that came to the temple to donate to the temple. She gave her money to the temple, a very small amount of money.Jesus didn't even mention her name, and it's likely that nobody knew her name around there. But Jesus raised this woman up as a great woman, and she's going to be one of these winner believers.
我们就像有讲过一个就是不可见的英雄。有一些人他在人世间其实是默默无闻的，各方面其实都好像不成功，就很像在这个圣经里面讲到的，有一个妇人，他到圣殿去做了。两分钱，非常非常小的钱的一个奉献，可是呢，没有人知道他叫什么名字哦，因为他就是一个那么微不足道的人，却被耶稣基督把他整个的抬高啊，高举，然后告诉大家，他就是一个真正得胜的属灵生命得胜的基督徒。
Okay, so again, yeah, you've got this choice. You have to make this choice. Are you going to go into God's system? If you reject God's system.It means you're going to be following Satan's system, and you're going to go after the lusts of the world, and then you become a loser believer.
所以呢，我们要记得，就是我们要好好的选择慎选，我们是要活在属神的系统里，还是就进入了撒旦的系统里。
Just want to bring up the verse here. I've got this verse. This is Galatians 5:1. I've got up here. So let's just have a look at this. Romans 12:2, you're probably familiar with. That's talking about, you know, Paul is warning about don't get involved in the cosmic system, but change your thinking.
我们来看一下那个罗马书的12章2节。
So this is the one, you know, you're commanded to change your thinking.
罗马书12章2节呢，我们神就命令我们一定要改变我们的思维模式，不要与现今的世界同流，而要心意更新，去查验神的旨意，那就是良善、纯全、十分可悦的旨意。
Okay, now often in the
再念另外一个哈，就不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们检验验查何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Okay, remember we have this Greek word here. This is metamorphose. But for metamorphosis, we have in English.Is to change. There has to be a change taking place.
所以这个字，有一个字呢，就是你一定要去改变，就是心意更新这个字是非常重要的。就是你要改变你的旧思维，因为你已经重生成为一个基督徒了以后，你就必须要顺着神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意去做天天的更新。
And that makes you change so that you don't get trapped by the cosmic system.
所以你才不会被这个现今的这个属世的世界给瞒骗。
Okay, and then we had Galatians 5:1. So this is talking about the freedom that comes in God's plan. Yeah, if you're in Satan's system, you become a slave. You're born into the system as a slave, but God wants us to be free, and God's system gives us freedom.
好，那加拉太书五章一节。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Okay, and that, like the evil, there is a reference to the devil's world, to Satan's system.
这就其实在告诉我们，就是撒旦的系统，它其实是在辖制我们，是让我们成为罪的奴仆。
Now, I want to give you an example. We'll talk about examples. You know, we use Jesus Christ as the example of somebody who lived the spiritual life, and it's the same spiritual life that we have. So that the spiritual life that Jesus Christ used to have victory, you know, to be a winner, is the same spiritual life that we have.
你要了解，就是说耶稣基督他所过的那个属灵的人生啊，他所经历过的然后最后他得胜的那样的一个人生，其实我们作为现在的基督徒，我们也都拥有可以拥有一个这样的一个人生。
Okay, now some of you might be familiar with the term I've used before, the prototype divine dynasphere. Okay, or the prototype spiritual life. See, Jesus is the prototype. He was the first one that used the system.
所以我们把它称之为呢。耶稣基督呢，就是我们在神圣的这个系统中，神的系统中得胜的原型，就很像你知道，那个工厂去做东西，它一定要先打磨一个那个叫什么模具，模具里面是它其实是从一个原型设计好的原型里面去做成模具的，然后才会变成很多很多很多的那个按照那个原型做的复制品。我们就是可以是像耶稣的复制品一样。
Now, if I move a little bit quicker, we might be able to actually get to the diagram which explains the divine dynasphere today. But Jesus Christ has the prototype, means the first. Proto means first, or the beginning. And type, he was a type, he was an example for us to follow.
所以这 prototype 这个字呢，那 proto 就是最开始的 ，type 就是那个形样。所以所谓 prototype 就好像是那个我们讲刚刚在称的那个工厂制造的东西的原始设计的那个原型。
Okay, so on the first Christmas in history, the virgin birth of Christ, God the Father gave Jesus Christ a prototype of the divine dynasty. So this is like a birthday gift to Jesus Christ. And this protocol system sustained our Lord throughout his life on earth.
所以在历史上的第一个圣诞节就是所谓耶稣基督呢，由童贞女玛利亚从他那里给出这个生命的时候呢，其实上帝给了耶稣基督一个很大的礼物，就是他就要成为神圣的一个动力球的一个原型。
You should be familiar with John 1:14. This talks about the coming of Jesus Christ. And the word, which is the word logos in the Greek, became flesh. Jesus as the word, he became man, became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory. It's the Shekinah glory, as the unique Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. We're getting into Shekinah glory, so I we'll just skip over that a bit, but you should be familiar with that doctrine.
好，就像约翰福音的一章十四节里面就讲的是说，耶稣他生而变成一个血肉之躯，哈，他成为了一个行走在人世间的一个帐幕，好，就像当年的这个摩西的为神所建立的帐幕，这是属神的一个帐幕，所以把神的荣耀，好，还有神的恩典跟神的真理，好，都带到我们的人间来。
And he, again, he is the example for us to follow, even with all the spiritual assets that he has too.
而且呢，因着耶稣基督，他，我们就理解到我们，他得到的这些，这个属灵的这些，这些资产，我们也都同样的都得到了这些属灵的资产。
Yeah. Now, I thought I had this translated in Chinese, but I couldn't find it. But this is just a diagram to help us understand that Jesus Christ is deity, which means God, and he's also humanity in the one person.
我们现在看到这个图呢，它这个球啊，有一半呢，上半写的是
deity.
Deity 呢，这意思就是圣，属神的，圣的哈。然后下面 humanity 呢，就是属人的。
Yeah. And in his deity, we have these characteristics, and there's actually 10 main characteristics, but you know, Jesus was omniscient, for example. He had perfect righteousness. He was just, and he had love, a perfect love. These are unlimited characteristics of God.
而这个属神的、神圣的这一个 deity 的这个这一块呢，它里面包含了一些重点，就是它是全知的。他同时呢，他是有完美的公义的，然后他是公正的，同时他是充满爱的，而且他的爱是无限的。
Yeah, and in his deity, remember, this has always been. Jesus always existed as God. There never was a time when he did not exist. This means he's lived forever, right? So these characteristics mean his God characteristics, which are forever.
而且呢，这个上半球啊，这个属神的这个。这是上半球呢，其实是永恒的，就是耶稣基督他永远远远以前到现在到未来，他都是存在，因为他是神，他是完全的永生永恒的一个神。
But John 1:14 tells us the Word God became flesh, so we see things like the virgin birth and the prototype spiritual life, and he had to face temptations and all of these human things.
当耶稣基督成为人，就是根据约翰福音一章十四节啊，他所说的人，他成为人是经由这个就是处女童贞女啊怀孕生子，然后同时呢，他是拥有一个属灵的完整的生命的原型，但他也一样会受到诱惑，然后他有经历神迹，他也能够施展神迹，那他会经历死亡。然后他会上会升天啊，然后他也复活啊，等等，这些都是从他人的这一个形象里面所衍生出来的特质。而这个人的这个，因为他是一个肉体，他是经由血肉之躯，所以是这个肉体的部分其实是有它的时间性的。
For the purpose of our study, this is really what we focus on here for now. Talking about Christian integrity.Is taking the spiritual life that Jesus had and developing that in us.
而我们呢，作为一个活在耶稣里，就是 in Jesus, right?、Mm-hmm. 我们呢，其实就是把刚才所提到的这个他的属灵生命，也让我们可以活在耶稣的属灵生命之中。所以我们就以他的原型，我们也被模仿、塑造、重建。一个属灵的生命在我们的身上。
I want to skip over to the next file because then we can get on to what you know, the proper diagram.
等一下，那个请听他再拿另外一张图出来。
Oh, actually, it's in another folder. Let me just have a look. Okay, so this is part two of the study. Now, what Jesus had as the dynosphere, the prototype dynosphere, again, it's a system, right? And every successful system has a purpose, policy, and structure of authority.
我们要理解哈，就是神他给我们的这个系统，就是是一个有目的、有策略、有计划、有权柄的一个系统。这是一个系统会成功，都一定要有这些元素。
And especially with our structural authority, the Christian life is putting yourself under the authority of God or of those people that God has said have authority over you in society.
我们要理解，就是说我们作为一个基督徒，你必须要在一个权柄的遮盖之下，好，你才能够被保护、被保障。
When Jesus Christ was born into the world, he was born under the authority of his parents. So he had to obey his parents. If he didn't obey his parents, he would have sinned.
我们要想象当初耶稣基督他被生下来之后，他的父母亲抚养他长大，其实他就在他父母的权柄之下。如果他当年不服从他的权柄的话，他就等于犯罪了。
Here is the God of the universe, and now he has to obey his parents, and his parents are sinners. Despite what the Catholic Church says, Mary was a sinner, and sometimes she would have made bad decisions, she would have made mistakes, and Jesus would still have to obey her.
我们要知道，即使是玛利亚，她也是一个人，所以她其实也是一个在罪中的人，她也有这个她来自于原罪遗传下来的各种罪性。那这样子的一个母亲，耶稣基督这么完美的一个人，他一样是非常的顺服于他的母亲的，因为神的系统就是一个有权柄的系统。
And Jesus and his humanity, he was born under the authority of Caesar, the Roman Caesars, Augustus at that time. These Caesars could make very bad and very evil decisions as well, but Jesus still had to put himself under their authority.
而我们刚刚讲的就是玛利亚，她虽然是耶稣的母亲，但是她一样是会做错误的决定。就算她做错误的决定，这个耶稣一样要服从于她。然后再来呢，在当时的政治权力是来自罗马的政权，那罗马政权更是一个罪性很强的一个政权。但是其实他们做了这个所谓罗马的这个王啊，就算他做了非常多错误的决定，在活在他的这个所谓权柄底下的这个政治系统底下的耶稣，一样是要去服从于这个权柄。
But we as well, we have to follow the example of Jesus. We have to, as children, we're expected to obey the parents, we're expected to obey the government. As believers in a church, we have to respect the authority of the pastor teacher as well.
好，因此呢，我们作为耶稣基督的弟子，也同时我们也成为跟他一起成为神的儿子的我们也一样需要学习，就是不论父母或者是政府，甚至是我们这个教会的权柄，是否有做一些错误的决定，我们依然都要顺服于他们。
And ultimately, we need to respect the authority of God. So, and through the word of God, the pastor teacher teaches God's word, and this is how we obey God, by being obedient to his word.
而更何况，神是我们最大最高的权柄，所以我们一定要完全的服从于神，服从于神的话语，神的旨意。
So we have this, the purpose to glorify Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, of course. The policy is grace and the authority is the sovereignty of God.
好，所以呢，我们要知道呢，在神的系统里面，我们要做到的是，我们的目的是要荣耀耶稣基督。而我们的这个政策呢，是理解的是我们是在神的恩典之下，而我们所接受的权柄是神的主权。
Okay, now Christ is glorified by the salvation of unbelievers and the imputation, which means the giving of blessings to the believers, the believers that have the capacity for those blessings.
基督得着荣耀，是因为我可以使不信者得救，而使信者得祝福。
And then we talk about the policy. So the policy of grace, you know, like salvation through grace and our spiritual life we develop through grace, the blessings in eternity. It's all about grace. And this is taught to us in the Bible.
好，在这个圣经里面呢，有对于这个恩典的政策有非常清楚的阐述。
And then we talk about the authority. Well, divine authority, we say, is embodied in the Word of God. I mean, it's inside the Word of God. That's where the authority comes from. God commands us. That's authority through the Word of God.
而我们要了解神的权柄呢，它其实体现在神的话语里，也就是神留给我们的圣经里。
Okay, and is delegated as temporal authority. So we have God as a spiritual authority in the spiritual life, but there's also, you know, just in the world. When you have to obey the traffic laws, you pay your taxes, you know, children obey your parents. This comes through what we call the laws of divine establishment.
而神律法下设立的权柄只是暂时性的代表神的权柄。It mentioned is temporary. Temporal is physical world.
That's right, yes.Because it's temporary. So, you know, the physical world is temporary. So I guess that comes to mean like just the world in general, but not the spiritual things. So it separates the spiritual from the physical.
神的律法呢的设立，它其实是在现在我们所属的属世世界上面，它就可以代表神的权柄。
I think we'll stop there because it's good. We're getting a bit tired as well. Tomorrow, right, we have a class.
明天晚上我们还有一堂课，还有礼拜四也有一堂课。
Okay, and we'll begin with a slide here, which talks about many commands in one dynasphere, and that gets us into the real divine dynasphere thing.
礼拜四有课。
Any questions from anyone?
好，我们今天课要讲到这边，所以现在大家可以发问。
A loser, I believe.
Sorry.
If I don't mind to be a winner.
No, he said if he doesn't mind to be a loser.
Yeah. You don't mind to be a loser?
As long as I can
go to heaven.
Well,
then you, then you don't need to come to Bible class again.
那你就不用来了。Yeah. But why you want to be a loser?
Actually, or put it this way, I don't mind. That doesn't mean I want to be the loser, but I don't...In case I'm a loser, I don't mind. I don't care.
But the thing is, see, some Christians might hear that and they say, well, I'll go to heaven anyway, so I can be a loser. But God is going to discipline through your life. And you miss out on happiness in life as well.
So the loser in this world is going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Then do you want to be a loser?
No, you just say maybe you are the successful businessman physically. You still can be the loser in
But where do you think you get the better happiness
in life? Even though you are a successful businessman, but you have really bad relationship with everyone.
And with God.
And with God. But he doesn't mind about God. Then, so what, do you think you will be happy? Maybe not. 好，他说如果他不是很在意是不是属灵生命上是不是一个失败者，然后到了天堂就好的话，那如果有这样的一个人，那他该怎么样？那个听就说，那你就不用来圣经课啊。然后但是他就说，因为有很多那个生意人，他们在属灵生命上是不成功的，那但是他很这个很会赚钱啊。那可是这种人，他很可能一定不快乐，为什么？他绝对他在人际关系各方面一定是有很多问题的。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们现在做一个结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的一个时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the power that comes, the spiritual power from the Holy Spirit and from studying your word.
我们也感谢呢，经由这样的学习中呢，圣灵都一直给我们非常大的神圣的这个大能，让我们能够完全的理解神所教导的话语。
We pray that as we learn these things, we can develop greater humility and wisdom and a greater love for you.
我们也希望经由这样的学习，我们可以逐渐的让我们越来越谦卑，然后有能够在智慧上成长，而且能够让我们对神的爱越来越浓越烈。
We give thanks for the eternal security that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢神让我们在耶稣里让我们得到一个非常安全的保障。
For the, all the spiritual resources that you've given to us to grow spiritually.
同时要感谢神给我们各种属灵的资源让我们在属灵的生命上可以成长。
And for a very clear purpose in life.
而且让我们的生命可以有一个有目标的有标杆的一个生命。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
感谢神，感谢耶稣基督，所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.